For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Mel's Ma reads a complaint email. So Ma, removing the fourth wall or breaking the fourth wall refers to a technique in storytelling where the fictional world of a story interacts with or acknowledges the audience, breaking the traditional separation between the fictional narrative and the real world. That's what I was referring to about the last complaint email, whether Melanie was comfortable with me talking about that or not, and she was not. So
it's not that I wasn't comfortable. I was just, I kind of like it the way it is. I don't need to know anything else. You know, I don't need to know. I'm okay where it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, Ma.
Now you know, Mom, about the fourth wall. You learned.
I learned something this morning.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, Ma. Complaint email number two.
Okay, Baba. Please take a permanent vacation from radio. Listening to the show on Friday, Melanie conducted an almost three-hour interview with some girl who I think she said was on American Idol while you were out. It was significantly more interesting. It was significantly more entertaining. It was significantly more compelling than anything you have done on the air since you were on Buckhead and Bubba.
What?
I can't remember the girl's name, but it was much better. It was a much better show than any show you were ever on. Time to turn it in, Kristen. Well, Kristen, first of all, thanks for the compliment about Melanie. It was a wonderful interview. It was very informative. I enjoyed it. But this is a little harsh and hurtful.
I think she's probably right. So there, the girl from Friday's from American Idol.
So she was on American Idol when she was very young with Benson Boone. But recently she was top five on The Voice with Michael Bublé and Gwen Stefani. Her name is Sloane Simon. And she goes to New York University's School of Music of Clive Davis. She's a local girl who went to Shadyside here. So,
wow.
Yeah, she's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And she wants to fill in again when you're gone, but she's leaving for school. So yeah, she was great.
She was good, but yeah. I don't think Kristen has the ability to dictate what is on the show or who is on the show. I think she's overstepped her bounds here.
Really? Why? She's a Bubba Show family member. I mean, a three-hour interview with somebody of that stature? I mean, it's probably way more entertaining. No, it's probably way more entertaining than anything I've brought to the radio in a long time.
No.
Listen, Melanie's talking to people doing things. I'm about to leave in 15 minutes and go ride a roller coaster for 5 hours.
That's okay.
What Melanie's doing is way more talented than anything I could ever bring to the table. So I do not disagree with her.
Stop. Yeah, that was a harsh one, Ma. Not going to lie.
That was harsh. Yeah. Bubba, this reminds me of the olden days when you'd play hockey on the streets of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And push the puck into a storm drain. I remember those days.
What the hell? I don't remember that.
Neither do I.
Oh. Yeah. I don't even remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Interesting.
Actually, I do remember that.
We
gave away tickets to a Penguins game one time, and they had to shoot a puck across Grant Street into a storm drain in order to win the tickets. So they had to avoid cars. And Ma.
Do you remember something?
Ma, you just allowed the synapses of my brain to connect in a way that it probably haven't connected in decades.
There you go. Now you know.
Wow. Yes.
You unlocked a memory.
To all kinds of stunts.
All right. Hey, at least everybody's encouraging me before I get on the steel curtain at Kennywood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Feel good about this.
Good luck.
Thanks. When we come back, complaint email number three on Bubba's Show with Mel's Mom.
Okay.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later, when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks, KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.